Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Another time in the age of wonder. Another time as life was green and white.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this live Sunday, November 28th broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we are unfortunately here at the precipice right now of the next level of absolute, total, complete tyranny over humanity. The words are just not there to describe how horrible this is, how premeditated all this is, how we predicted it literally hundreds of times in the last 20 months. That they would, I predicted by Thanksgiving, launch a new global lockdown that will kill tens of millions more people via starvation. And then, of course, the media will just report that in the back of the newspaper like it's no big deal. And then roll forward blaming the unvaccinated with the new outbreaks and death. And the new, quote, variant out of South Africa is the perfect cover, ladies and gentlemen. The absolute perfect cover for all the illnesses and those that are dying from the experimental injections. So it's all coming up today, tonight, this evening. Mike Adams, who's done an excellent job researching all this and has been a frequent expert guest on the broadcast from naturalnews.com, he'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour. 10 Omicron variant predictions for 2022 and beyond. Globalist authoritarian playbook revealed. And this full story, again, is up on Infowars.com. He's going to be joining us, and I agree with his 10 predictions. In fact, you're going to see this basically unfolding as we speak. We have Fauci announcing that everything's on the table. He's in command. We've got the World Medical Association, bought and paid for by Big Pharma, saying they want forced inoculations and permanent lockdown, and then another strain's coming as bad as Ebola, airborne, and we're all going to die. Funny, that's what the UN and Club of Rome have been rubbing their hands together for decades about, saying that a deadly airborne Ebola is coming and that it's going to cleanse the earth of overpopulation. That's in my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. So let's go ahead and play a clip. Here's Fauci talking about everything being on the table.
Should we have a vaccine mandate for domestic travel, air travel?
You know, Chuck, I'm not going to make any pronouncements about what we should have about vaccine mandates for travel. We know that we evaluate these things literally in real time all the time. You know, everything is discussed and everything is on the table, right?
Everything's on the table. You've got this guy that's been the head of the federal government's disease response since the early 80s. Who ran the Wuhan lab, who developed this, who rolls it out, who owns large parts of Moderna and Pfizer patents, and the little monstrous criminal who's lied to Congress in our faces sits there and says everything is on the table. Yeah, whatever we put up with is on the table. If we put up with it like people in Germany or people in Australia or people in Austria, we'll live under permanent lockdown. And, of course, as soon as you've had the new injection, as soon as that's happened, oh, guess what? Three shots isn't fully vaccinated. Your little vaccine card, your little digital passport, your vaccine social credit score is wiped out. You got to put in your body whatever else they say. Oh, and it turns out 2 weeks ago, they had the new vaccine ready for variants magically. And then Israel held a drill. And then, boom, here it is. All absolutely scripted in a giant way. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we can defeat this together. We don't have any other choice. This is all about worldwide medical tyranny and forced inoculation. So please stay with us and tell everybody you know, tune in now to Infowars.com/show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It's Sunday, November 28th, 2021, and just like clockwork, the new variant and the new hysteria has arrived. And, of course, they say all your previous shots didn't matter. They've got more shots for you. Coming up next segment, a very prominent doctor and scientist has come out and done a report on a compendium of mainline prestigious studies looking at the enzymes of individuals that have taken the Moderna and Pfizer shots versus those that haven't. And you have more than a doubling of heart disease, heart attacks, and death, depending on which age group you're in, but at least a doubling in many age groups higher. This is all confirmed. They are coming at you with injections that destroy your cardiovascular system. And they're only using the statistics they've got in the first year of these injections being rolled out. They're dialing back the projection. It could be 10 times, 20 times worse. Absolutely insane. Now, before we lay out all the news and break down all the information here today of the United Nations corporate worldwide martial law system that's being put in place, let's go over a few of the tweets that are out there. Here's one from Candace Owens. It says, experts told you that if you comply with lockdowns 2 years ago, censorship, mask, and vaccinations, life would return to normal. Conspiracy theorist told you COVID was never going to end and governments would use it to usher in a totalitarian new world order. Who do you believe now? And, of course, when we see the word conspiracy theorist, we know what the other definition of that is. Someone that asked questions. Thought criminals. Here's another one. Great news, says Candace Owens. Pfizer says that within 100 days, it can rework their current vaccine to combat the new variant. So once you've had your double jab plus your booster, you can then be scheduled for your Omicron fourth, but definitely not final jab. See how this works? And how did I tell you 21 months ago on air this was going to happen? How did I tell you in February and March of last year? We played the clips many times. Because it was in the statements by Pfizer and by Bill Gates to shareholders that you'd have to have boosters every few months and that this would erase your immune system with a gene therapy so that for any virus, you're going to need new shots. We're talking every month. This is a total medical tyranny takeover where they don't just get all the money, the trillions of dollars. They don't just, no, they get the vaccine mandates, they get the lockdowns, they get the vaccine passport, and then off that they build the world ID, the carbon tax, and the rest of it. Alex Jones was right on Twitter, said, let me get this straight. There is no test for this new Omicron variant, yet people are testing positive for it. Yeah, I don't buy it a bit. But that's okay. The new installed unelected governor of New York says that they've declared a new state of emergency. It's just never going to end. It's all people, members of the UN globalist corporate party, whether they're in Europe, whether they're in Australia, whether they're in the U.S., whether they're in Mexico, wherever they're in charge, they lock down. And then only their businesses stay open. It's a plan. Shocking. Big Pharma received emergency use approval a couple of weeks ago for a COVID variant discovered just a couple days ago. Gateway Pundit reports on it. InfoWars reports on it and go over it all. They don't even hide the fact this is all completely staged. So the Omicron hysteria is the perfect cover story for the ADE death wave from vaccine that's unfolding. The AIDS patient origin of the Omicron also allows media to claim this is why people's immune systems are failing. It shifts all the blame to the vaxxed, from the vaxxed to the variant. And how are you going to hide all these people that are dying? How are you going to cover up that it's mainly the vaccinated? Well, you just say it's a new variant that did it. That's all coming up here today. Omicron variant first detected in four people who were fully vaccinated. Same thing with the supposed infected coming into Europe. Oh, they're the double vax. They're sick. Oh, it's not the shot. It's Omicron, which the vaccines do cause variants and mutations of the body. And it goes on and on and on. Futures tumble amid sudden fears over dramatically new COVID strain with extremely high number of mutations. And then we've got the head of the World Medical Association saying, we want total lockdowns, forced inoculations, you in control, because they're all lockstep bought and paid for by the same people. Mike Adams is going to be joining us. Coming up at the bottom of the hour to go over 10 Omicron variant predictions for 2022 and beyond, Globalist Authoritarian Playbook Revealed. Yes, you want next month's news today, next year's news today? You're going to get it. And I'm sorry to have to inform you, it's really horrible and it's really bad. But you know what? It's because we're saying this here today and because you're recording it and saving it, you'll have it on a thumb drive later in the underground resistance probably, if this keeps going the direction it is. It's going to get that bad. You'll be able to show people this information so they understand a year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years under this, when they pretty much killed everybody, at least finally there'll be a core of resistance that understands that the only hope is fighting back and saying no. But that's really where we're going. By 2030, they plan to have at least 80 to 90% of the public dead. That's the official UN plan, and they've launched it. And you can see how they're going to do it. But already heart attacks, strokes, cancer are off the charts. All over the world where people are taking the Pfizer and Moderna shots, the life expectancy has already dropped 3 to 4 years, and it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. They never intend to let the baby boomers collect and have that 10 years of retirement after 65. You're not going to live to 75. On average, it's being brought down to 65. That's the big bank's answer to not paying you your retirement. Also, they're going to inflate the currency and devalue the currency. And you see all that unfolding. So this is just a hellish nightmare situation. They need a martial law cover story for the financial martial law. That is the universal basic income, where you're controlled by a tiny stipend that they, quote, give you. But you've got all these responsibilities and work you've got to do to obtain it. You've got to submit to all the injections and submit to all the social engineering. This is just an absolutely hellishly horrible scenario that they planned out in Operation Lockstep 12 years ago that they've now implemented. And it was the Rockefeller Foundation that developed the plan, that set up the United Nations, and that also now runs global response to, quote, COVID-19. They're now calling it COVID-21, the Omicron variant. So only admitting how horrible all this is gives us any chance of stopping it. But I just wanted to be honest with all of you about the situation we face. We'll cover that at the bottom of the hour. Again, we do have a crew. They're a limited crew. And we do have an archivist that's part-time. And hopefully they'll go back in the last year and a half where I said by the winter of 2021 there'll be new deadly variants that they're going to, quote, claim are the reason everybody's dying who's vaccinated. And they're going to say your all your previous shots don't count. They're going to have new lockdowns and then force their global ID well, that's the plan. And so we're going to get a lot of those predictions and breakdowns for you. Why do the predictions continue to be exactly accurate? Because they're not predictions. I'm simply telling you the globalist battle plan, they've been very public about it. They think you're stupid. Fauci created thousands of deadly virus variants at the Wuhan lab. They've got a huge army of them ready to release. They've got bioweapons that kill upwards of 80% of the people that come in contact with them, according to their own reports. Then why do they release a weaker virus up front? It's a family of viruses, of new chimeric viruses, new species that they own and control, so that they can now naturally claim mutants are coming out of it, they're going to be super deadly, and then they don't get the blame for releasing the bioweapon when their own documents that their own employees have released in the last year and a half, thousands of pages of it, they're in there producing COVID-19 and a bunch of other new ones far more deadly of the same family. So that's why Fauci's on such a power trip. He is executing worldwide extermination. He is carrying out worldwide extermination right now, and they're just getting started. And so he is a literal field marshal of death with Bill Gates and the Rockefeller Foundation and the UN carrying this out.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar, and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I really appreciate you joining us this evening. You know, I'm sorry to have to tell you these really cold, hard, scary facts, but just like Winston Churchill at the dawn of World War II was very straight with the people of England about what they were facing, that's all I can offer you is the cold, hard, bloody truth. Because only admitting that we're under a global corporate depopulation operation do we have any hope of turning this around and stopping it. Because I read the enemy's own documents, because I operate at their level of research, not pop television and pop culture, I know what they're going to do next. I know what their strategies are. And I understand, as the general regular audience, you understand this as much as I do or more. And that's why it's up to you and me and everybody else to not back down and to not stop. That's why they've got all these grand juries and groups impaneled to try to put me in prison, trying to find something that I've done so that they can hopefully indict me and get me in front of a jury and put me in prison. Because if they shoot me in the street, that'll turn me into a bigger martyr. But they are really considering going ahead and just doing that. I can tell you right now that my life is right there on the edge. I will never commit suicide. I love life, but I'm also not stupid. I know that we are hurting them very, very badly, and I know the globalist plan is not going well. And it's not going well because basically every prominent scientist that's independent has come out and said that these are not vaccines, that they would cause heart attacks and brain damage and would erase your immunity. And they said that before the injections began, thousands of them. And now the injections have been going on for over a year in the UK, a year here, roughly, in the United States. And the numbers are the same, whether you're in Australia, the United States, Canada, doesn't matter. Doubling of heart attacks, doubling of strokes, 20-plus fold in cancers. This is from Cancer Research Institutes. I've got it all. I've got a few clips I want to play you of that as well. But you have to understand, I have trouble dealing with this as well. I mean, I really have trouble processing this. I really have trouble processing that they indicted Owen Schroyer and said he broke into the Capitol and was not with InfoWars and was not with our bodyguards, and that he broke down barriers, and that they want to put him in jail for a long time. When the videos they source in his arrest and information show the opposite. That freaks me out. It doesn't make me even hate the Justice Department. It makes me ashamed of my country and feel dirty and feel like just leaving. But then where do you go? It's worse in other areas. It's all the same. It's corruption. It's evil. And so I don't even know what to say at this point. I mean, this country is so far gone, but we have to stand for our children. And we have to just pray to God to accelerate the awakening, because as bad as things are, there is a lot of hope and there is a lot of resistance out there, but only by those who realize how much trouble we're really in. Here's an example. We can roll some of that B-roll, guys, of Australia, where they're just women try to go out in the street or go to the store, or people try to go peacefully protest, and the police just grab you and they just load you into paddy wagons and take you away to military-run camps for re-education. I mean, this is all a giant exercise in martial law ahead of the worldwide economic design collapse and the new world currency and the social credit score. And this is all just a dress rehearsal. COVID is the cover for that, and they now admit that. I've got articles today with the Davos Group and others saying that. People say, well, why do you care about the Davos Group? Because they're the corporate government. They run the world now. So Here is George Christensen, a very popular member of parliament in Australia, laying out what's really happening. You say, well, why do you care about Australia? Well, as I've been telling you, last week it's Australia, next week it's America. They're the beta test along with Israel and along with Germany. They admit this. And so what's happening there is coming here. They're just 6 months to a year ahead. Here it is.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The totalitarian regimes responsible for the most heinous atrocities in the 20th century, think Stalin, Mao, Hitler, Pol Pot, they didn't get there overnight. They used fear to control. They excluded the dirty people, softly at first. They justified the exclusion. They moved to harder exclusions and eventually eliminated people, either socially or physically. In 21st century Australia, state premiers are racing down that familiar path, trying to out-tyrant each other, drunk on power, setting up their own biosecurity police states, complete with medical apartheid. Sadly, we've enabled it, refusing to rein them in, worse, supplying the Australian Immunisation Register data that underpins this medical apartheid. Fear is the justification of choice for coercion and control, with non-vaccinated Australians increasingly demonised, ostracised and socially eradicated. In Queensland, the Premier tweeted that people not vaccinated raised red flags, not just one, but 22 of them. The media, politicians and health bureaucrats all claim COVID-19 is now a pandemic of the unvaccinated, but there is no justification for such demonisation. In a German study, 55% of symptomatic patients over 60 were fully vaccinated. Gibraltar, where all 34,000 residents are fully vaccinated, is recording 60 new cases a day. The totalitarian path, the path that we are unquestionably on, has never ended well. The solution is a rediscovery of human dignity, along with, and I don't say this lightly, civil disobedience.
And by the way, if you're a member of the public in Australia and you call for civil disobedience, you are arrested and taken away. Some people have been held now for 6 months at military camps that are UN directed. Just as we told you 20 months ago, this would begin, and now it has, and now it's coming here. It's on the CDC's own website. They've prepared the camps with the military for you and your family, including the shield process, where even if you've been vaccinated and or aren't sick, they're going to, quote, take children from parents in high-risk areas and put them in camps. That's meant to trigger a civil war. That is meant to trigger a civil war. They're going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Klaus Schwab talks about it in his own documents that are public. An angry world will bring in the Great Reset. They will soon submit. The old capitalist system will fall. That's why they've got the nominee to be the head of all bank regulations in the U.S. So she wants to get rid of private money and get rid of private banks and only have the government issue currency and credit to the public and only have the government control banking. I mean, this is the end of the country, ladies and gentlemen, the end of the world. This is the social credit score, and it's the big, giant mega banks that want to get rid of all their competition. They want to get rid of the small banks. They want to get rid of the local banks. They want to get rid of the people they don't control. This is an absolute, ruthless consolidation of power. And you ask, why are they doing it? Why do tyrants do it throughout history over and over again? Because they can't help it. They develop a plan of world domination, and they always launch it because it's their nature. And they push, and they push, and they push, and people always start resisting, so they up the ante and get more oppressive and more bullying and then more violent, and then wars start. And that's why they're arrogant. Fauci created the weapon with Bill Gates and Peter Daszak on record. Thousands of pages of documents are there with thousands of viruses they created, like COVID-19 and COVID-19 itself. They did it. Of course, the guy that created the virus and launched all this and the deadly vaccines is the guy that's the spokesperson. That's why they did it. They got in control of all the major health departments of the world. They created the weapon, and now they've released it. Do you understand? Do you understand that? And the vaccine is the weapon. You line up to be slowly killed. We have launched the most important sale of the year because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, the inventor of mRNA technology, whose companies have made billions of dollars, who's a member of the establishment, came out over a year ago and said, Dr. Malone said, this vaccine is not a vaccine and it will create blood clots because similar things have been tried on animals before. We've tested this stuff before. That's why they didn't want animal trials, because they'd already done them before. And they knew it was going to cause massive cardiovascular problems. And that's just one part of this. It then goes into the DNA of your cells and triggers them to break. That either causes cell death or cancer. That's now all confirmed and mainstream news. Now, I mentioned this earlier, so I'm going to go to it now. You're on the Alex Jones Show, and then to Mike Adams with the big news for the balance of the broadcast. He's with us. Dr. John Campbell is one of the biggest medical doctors on YouTube. He's a very respected medical doctor. And a year and a half ago, he was pro-injection because he's pro-vaccine. I mean, vaccines are a real technology. They have problems. They can be tainted. They can be spiked. But that's a real thing. In the last year and a half, he now basically is against the shots, but he does it very dryly and very scientifically. And so I did an emergency Friday show and an emergency Saturday show. It's the emergency Saturday show that has a link to it in the description at band.video to one of his latest videos on the proof of massive increases in heart attacks and other cardiovascular problems by major prestigious publications. So I suggest you go watch the emergency Saturday broadcast after tonight's show, and I suggest you share it. We're going to get Mike Adams' take on this in just a moment. But I wanted to just play a little bit of his 24-minute report, Heart Risk After Vaccines. And they look at Pfizer. Moderna's three times stronger, basically the same thing, just three times stronger. So they look at the weaker Pfizer, and this is what was found.
Recently, with the advent of the mRNA COVID vaccines by Moderna and Pfizer, dramatic changes in the PLUS score became apparent in most patients. So basically, we see that that inflammatory marker increased, and that inflammatory marker increased after vaccination. So that's what that is saying. So instead of having 11% risk of having an acute coronary syndrome in the next 5 years, that went up to 25% risk. Now, again, we don't know much about the group, but that increase from 11% to 25% is, of course, totally massive. Absolutely massive. If this were to be applicable to the entire population, this would basically mean we're going to get an unimaginable amount of extra heart attacks.
Okay, for the balance of this broadcast, so for the next hour and 20 minutes, Mike Adams of naturalnews.com. He's a software engineer, scientist, owns a major medical lab, best-selling author, and we're just blessed to have him here with us in Central Texas from his compound. He is coming to us live right now. And here is the big article at naturalnews.com. It's also on InfoWars.com. I don't care where you get it. Just share it. 10 Omicron variant predictions for 2022 and beyond. Globalist authoritarian playbook revealed. And so, Mike, thank you for joining us. We got plenty of time to break all this down, a lot of other key clips. But, my God, you were on the show a year ago, 6 months ago, a month ago, saying they're going to claim it's a new variant, and that'll cover up all the ADE deaths that are now happening. German government admits, British government admits, as you know, in the last 2 weeks, official numbers, a doubling of just dying. You're twice as likely to just die of whatever cause if you've had the Moderna or Pfizer shot than if you're unvaccinated. I mean, this is incredible. British government, you're twice as likely to just die of COVID if you've been vaccinated. So it's not just like, oh, it doesn't protect you. No, it kills you. Mike Adams.
Well, you're right. The excess deaths are showing the truth about where all this is actually going. And by the way, I was going to come on here and give you major kudos because you called all of this way ahead of time. And your audience, I know that they're just the best people in the world. And they get this and they support you. But they should realize that you're like a retroactive historian. I mean, what you are saying on your broadcast is not just tomorrow's news today, but tomorrow's history. Today, you called it, Alex. I mean, yeah, we all kind of had a sense of where this was going, but you laid out the step-by-step blueprint. So all that's happening right now is they are following the steps of the blueprint, which means we also know where it's going next. So kudos to you, Alex.
Well, my friend, we're all in this together, but once you, as you've done, study their documents, they don't even veil their operations, and they brag about what they're planning, just like Fauci did right after Trump was elected. He said, don't worry, Trump's going to be hit by a major new pandemic. And then the crowd starts smiling and rubbing their hands together. This is a real power cult. Let's spend a few times on the blueprint, the big picture, then come back from break in the next segment and actually drill into your 10 incredibly important points.
Okay, so first, they had to play the Omicron card because, exactly as you said, there is a mass awakening taking place and mass resistance against the vaccine mandates. So this is even before the United States Supreme Court decides on this issue, probably following the Sixth Circuit Court, which currently has the aggregation of the lawsuits from across the country. But we've already seen the unions for the three big automakers push back against the Biden vaccine mandate and say, no, we will not mandate this for our workers. We've seen emergency rooms shut down in New York City. We've seen firefighters and police back away from this and say, no, we're not taking that. No, not whatsoever. governors like DeSantis and also Abbott in Texas are pushing back, and other governors as well. So there's a lot of pushback. So they needed to play the Omicron card, which the globalists believe will give them enough fear. And let's be clear, this is a psychoterrorism campaign. This is a psychological operation, but it's really terrorism for your mind. This is a virus of your mind. In other words, the real pandemic that's spreading out there is infecting the psyche of America. So Omicron may not even exist in the physical world, but Omicron is now being weaved as a spell in the minds of the American people, turning them into irrational fear zombies who are now reacting without any critical thought whatsoever, like New York Governor Hochul saying, oh, state of emergency. What? Not even a single case in your state. So, Alex, this is a pandemic of the mind, which is also kind of good news because we can fight back against this using the mind. And that's what you are doing at InfoWars. That's what I'm doing at Natural News. We're fighting back against the disinformation using the human mind, which will defeat these evil entities ultimately. But sadly, I think we're going to lose a lot of people on planet Earth until that day comes.
Well, that's my frustration is, and I don't say this to be dramatic, but they're closing in on us. I mean, they're out to get us. I guess they think it'll be some type of psychological victory if they're able to kill us or put us in prison. I think it's going to have the opposite effect. I don't have any choice but to continue to move forward because God's watching, and I know their plan is literal total collapse of civilization if we don't beat them. So I may buy my children a few years by quitting and running off the woods, but in the end, they're still going to get us. The only way out of this is to stand up and speak up and say no. And I know, I've noticed you've been you always do a great job, but you've been laser focused, Mike, and so you're really rising to the occasion, and I'm trying to rise the occasion, and I'm telling listeners and viewers, now's the time to rise the occasion. This is the New World Order takeover, told about in Revelation, fabled, everything we knew was coming, this is it.
Well, I think who really deserves credit also right now are the mainstream scientists like Steve Kirsch or Dr. Peter McCullough or Joseph Mercola or Sherry Tenpenny, all these other amazing doctors, Dr. Richard Fleming and so on. And it's a long list. I mean, read the credits to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s new book, The Real Anthony Fauci. He lists like 200 doctors and scientists in there. Every one of those people is coming forth and citing real scientific numbers. They're looking at the real data, the real trends. And just as you said before I came on in the earlier segment, if you look at the real data coming out of England in particular, the UK government, it's very clear. You take the vaccine, your risk of death just doubled. From all-cause mortality, it's double. And that's only so far. I think that by the time we get through this dark winter, as Joe Biden calls it, we're going to see excess mortalities off the charts. And Alex, oh, I know we're going to break here, but when we come back, we've got to talk about the DNA damage that's caused by the spike protein suppressing the DNA repair mechanism in the cell nuclei. So,
and by the way, you reported on that months ago. Now that's mainstream news in a whole bunch of mainline papers. We're going to look at that first, and then next hour, we will get into the 10 predictions of 2022. Hell, since Mike wrote this this morning, they're already coming true. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have launched the most important sale of the year because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Alex Jones Show, Mike Adams riding the shotgun with us, and we're not here praising each other because we're on a power trip. It's the opposite. I'm not a person that gets depressed, but I'll just be honest with you. I feel an incredible weight to warn people, and I feel incredibly sad, and I also feel guilt at the same time for my family if they go ahead and kill me or put me in prison, which they've been threatening us really hard publicly and behind the scenes. For all the stuff you see in the news, it's even worse behind the scenes. And look, I asked for this. I did this. I love God. I'm a tough guy, okay? But I'm just telling you, I'm very sad for the country. And I'm very ashamed, quite frankly. But it makes me proud to know folks like Mike Adams. And like he said, the real heroes are almost every scientist, almost every top doctor, almost every top vaccine expert has come out and said, this is horrible. This is evil. Stop it right now. Group after group at the FDA boards, they made resign until they put people in that would do this. And then the maniacs are on TV sitting there saying, well, we got to give it to the kids to see if it hurts them or not. Those are real quotes. So this is so bizarre, but this is the madness of tyrants. You wonder, why did Lenin do that? Why did Hitler do that? Why did Mao do that? Why did Mao order 80% of the public off their little farms, the average farm was about 20 acres, and order them into cities to starve to death 50 million people himself just in one round? Because he liked it, folks. That's why. He liked the power. And so we sit here and we wonder why they're doing this. Well, you got evil people on top, Bill Gates and others, and you got all these other people below them that have got a paycheck and are given a talking point and are following orders. Well, following orders will not keep you from going on to the guillotines, onto the gallows at the end of this, which I don't want. But I'm just telling you, that this is Nuremberg 2.0 on steroids. Mike, I'm going to shut up and get back to you, but getting into the point just about major studies, we'll put it on screen, major studies that, oh, this does change the DNA. In fact, it does the very worst thing it could. Mike Adams.
Well, not only does it cause these short-term effects that we've talked about before, which is the blood clots and all these sports professional sports figures, you know, dropping unconscious or in some cases dead on the fields, on the pitches all around the world. But then the long-term effects have yet to be even really exposed, because the long-term effects are a loss of genetic integrity. Now, let's back up here a little bit of basic science. Every living organism on the planet is based on genetic integrity. We're talking plants, insects, animals, of course, all mammals and all human beings, and you know, every living system that has genetics has to have genetic integrity, or the whole body falls apart. The tissues start replicating into just tumors and just random tissues.
And by the way, Mike, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the guys are having trouble finding the articles. I know you wrote them a month ago. You have links to them. It's now been in the news. Tell folks the headline at naturalnews.com so we can find the actual articles and show TV viewers and radio listeners exactly where they find these studies.
Well, the key word to search for is NHEJ, which stands for non-homologous end joining, which describes the normal physiological mechanism of genetic repair, whereby your body repairs what are called double-strand breaks, or DSBs. And so that article that I published a few weeks ago links to the original research, so they should be able to find it from there.
Sure. But give us the – I think you even sent them the article, but they can't find it. So just to tell folks so we can get it on screen, the name of your article.
Okay. I don't recall the exact title, but I think if they search for NHEJ, genetic integrity, they'll be able to find it. But the key to understand here is that the spike protein suppresses this repair mechanism by 90%. Okay, so the spike protein goes into the nuclei of the body's cells and suppresses this mechanism. Now, here's the other thing. People have got to understand this. Normally, when you're exposed to sunlight, you do have some amount of DNA damage, but your body normally repairs it. Or if you're exposed to mammography, if you're a woman, you go in for a mammogram, or heck, these days you're a man and you think you're a woman, you go in for a mammogram, who knows? But you're getting ionizing radiation. So that's causing the double-strand breaks, which is the genetic breakage in your body. If you can't repair that, then you just start growing tumors. So what we're going to see, Alex, this is my prediction here, right here on Infowars.com. Over the next 10 years, we are going to see actual mutant, like mutagenesis. We're talking about non-organized cellular replication, growing tumors like mad inside and outside of the bodies of people who took these vaccines. They're going to become mutants. We're going to have babies. You've already heard the stillborn rate is up 29 times, okay? That's 2,900%. That's the stillborn rate increase, and that's out of Canada, one region in Canada.
And for those that don't know, when you have a mutant, that's generally when the body gets rid of it. So undoubtedly, a lot of those were mutants.
Well, exactly. You're going to see a die-off rate that will never be attributed back to the vaccines. It's going to be attributed to cancer. And then they'll say, oh, why is there so much cancer? Well, then they'll say, well, it's a lack of chemotherapy. You see, they'll say it's a lack of treatment. Just like they say all the deaths from the vaccines are a lack of vaccines. So what's crucial here is to understand they've taken this war out of the realm of just biological warfare, and they put it into the psychological terrorism that I mentioned earlier, because now the war is in your mind. And if you go along with this war, you will sign up for chemo that kills you, or more vaccines that kill you, more booster shots that kill you. You will line up to the extermination ovens of the modern day, which is the spike protein injection. So what they've actually done, the globalists, they figured out a way to get people to volunteer for mass genocide. That's what this is. And by the way, I don't know if anybody's mentioned this, but the Omicron name, there was a movie that came out in 1963 called Omicron. And that movie, you can look it up on imdb.com, that movie describes an alien that inhabits a human's body in order to learn how humans work so that they can kill off all humans and take over the planet. 1963, Alex. I mean, that's the name of the film. What can I say?
Omicron, that's incredible. Hey. It also, you can rearrange the letters, and it says moronic. Did you know that?
Yeah. No surprise.
And by the way, we did find those studies for radio listeners. We'll put them back on screen, and I'll read those out, because I want people driving down the highway to understand we're not just saying this. Mike's not just saying this. Now, Mike, go ahead and read that out for radio listeners so they can find it.
Okay, yeah, non-homologous DNA end joining and alternative pathways to double-strand break repair. That's the articles published in Nature Reviews Molecular Cell Biology, and that's from 2017. So, yes, I was citing that article, and that article has charts. And in the charts, it shows about a 90% suppression of this NHEJ repair mechanism in the presence of spike protein that enters the nucleus of the cell. So what this tells us is that, Alex, there are not only the short-term results, which is the blood clots and the heart attacks and the strokes, and not only medium-term results or side effects, you could say, which are the antibody-dependent enhancement and autoimmune disorders and nervous system disorders, but then there are long-term fatal effects of these vaccines, which are going to be the mutagenesis, cancer, and, of course, spontaneous abortions.
And if you predicted mutating the species itself, by the way, putting the prestigious paper back up on screen, it says this is the most dangerous type of DNA damage. It'll either make your cells die or you'll get deadly cancer. Unbelievable. Mike, what are they going to do? I've been asking you this for the last 21 months. What are they going to do as it rolls out that they did this and the shot did it? You said, well, they'll claim a new variant is what's causing the mass death. And we now see that being prepped and primed. So extrapolating out with your great logic, how do they get away with this when the majority of top scientists are coming out, I mean, mainline scientists saying this is insane, stop it now, and they just bull forward?
Well, it's very clear. Actually, you've said this before, that they'll blame everything on the new variant, and Omicron won't be the last one. There may be more variants yet to come. They'll blame everything on the new variants, and then they'll blame the variants on the unvaccinated. So that's how they bring it back, to blame us for not getting vaccinated. But they also know, and this is critical to understand, the globalists know that dead people don't protest, okay? So if they can kill enough people by the time the awakening reaches a critical mass, they know that there will be far fewer people protesting against them, marching against them and demanding their heads on a stick, metaphorically speaking.
And we've all got sick family members, because most of this takes years to kill you. That weighs down society as well.
Well, absolutely. And don't forget, also another factor is that Joe Biden's disastrous economic policies that are leading to the economic collapse of America can also be blamed on Omicron. So any horrible decision that the Biden regime makes, is they're just going to say, well, it's not our fault. You know, it was the variant did it, right? The food shortages in the grocery stores, energy shortages this winter, rolling blackouts across America, ships waiting off the coast, logistics failures. Oh, it was Omicron. So now they have this built-in excuse, and they also have a way to say that this is so dangerous that anyone who speaks out against it must be arrested. They're going to criminalize all of us.
Exactly. This round it'll work, but everybody's got to take it. It's the unvaxxed that caused the collapse. It's all their fault. And when we come back in the next hour, we're going to go through your 10 predictions of what's going to unfold and how to stop them with Mike Adams. And, oh, got some bad news for you, folks. Remember Biden unleashed the strategic oil reserves posing for Americans? Sorry. Buried in the fine print, the majority went to China and Russia. They got our oil, not us. You can't make this up. This is a globalist war against the West. This is a globalist war against Christian European countries. We'll be right back with hour number two with Mike Adams, Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Folks, however you're listening, tell people tune in now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.